Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Falling cattle markets, we talk about them with Glenn Tonzer in just a moment.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels, and whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS. It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Like the stock market, like oil prices, the cattle markets had a tough couple of weeks. This week, Oklahoma National Stockyards, you had yearling steers $7 to $9 lower at the beginning of the week. Midweek, OKC West El Reno also sharply lower again. This is after a couple of earlier weeks also on the downside. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says we're basically seeing the international worries out there right now of global growth translate into a real chill onto the cattle market.
The reason for the pullback, you know, there's probably multiple reasons, but I think the core one you could tie back to global economic concerns. Some of it's as narrow as China. A lot of it is broader than China, with China being at the heart of the discussion. But when global growth shrinks, or more narrowly, when there's expectation that global growth, economic activity is going to shrink, you know, meat trade tends to slow. U.S. ability to export quote-unquote valuable products like beef and other commodities to Asia, which is a major importing region in the world, tends to shrink. That adds a bearish tone in the sense that, you know, how many of these pounds we're producing are going to have to stay at home because global economic, you know, growth is slowing. A lot of indicators of why the broader economy is worried about that was, I believe, we're at a six-year low on oil price. The stock market also got beat up a lot, so, you know, the equity market is signaling concerns. There's ongoing concerns about if and when and how much the Fed's going to increase interest rates. There's a lot of those things on the table that at face value might seem like they're outside the cattle market complex. But as soon as you recognize the importance of trade, how the U.S. dollar is tied to that, how trade is a function of global economic situation elsewhere, and how meat is an expensive item, it all is connected at the end of the day. And I would suggest to you that's the core reason that the markets got beat up. And on the top of that is there's a growing sense that there's a lot of feeder cattle that are on pasture coming to the feedlot soon, all of which is adding more and more pressure from a bearish sense on the market.
Worries about China get you worried about the entire Pacific Rim. And Dr. Tonzer says that is one of the concerns of the overall cattle market right now, fears that we might be seeing a replication of something like the late 1990s.
That's been quite a while, but there was a huge economic problem in the 1996-97-98 arena in Asia that hurt meat trade in a big, big way. And any exporting country like the U.S., right, was hammered by that. I'm not ready to declare this the repeat of the Asia 1997 case. I think there's a lot of other differences, and that's for macroeconomists beyond me. But the mere fact it's kind of front line of the discussion now is consistent with the whole story is about macroeconomics right now. We have a pretty good handle on the supply side, and we're not going to immediately drive prices lower with supply. Over time, that happens. This is all about the demand side, is just how much is demand going to get beat up by all these signals. And in the short term, prices are going to take a big hit if we continue with this huge macroeconomic adverse demand signals.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.